You know, one case that comes to mind immediately was actually a young woman in one of an early career situation. She was running a small team. There were two people who just weren't performing, she had to give them performance evaluations. And the evaluation they deserved was on a scale of 5 was a 2.5. That basically meant they were out of the organization. And that would have been, in terms of consequences, better for the team because it would have been, they would have been replaced by stronger people. She sort of owed it to the rest of the team, who was working a lot harder and a lot smarter and a lot more effectively. This team really had an ethos that we're going to get the job done and get it done well. These guys were sort of slackers. The only problem is that they were really well connected with their bosses, okay, her bosses. And so she had a political minefield that she had to sort of navigate. And she really did want to move them on. But she really focused on the third question, like, how can I find my way through this situation? She had some luck, okay? One of the individuals had been ill. She was able to persuade HR to create an extra slot while this guy was dealing with his illness. The other guy was in perfectly fine health. So she sat down with him and said, look, you know, she really believed in being very honest, very transparent with her employees. She said, you know, look at the other people on the team here. How do you compare? And she said, you know, I've thought through this and I'm going to give you a 2.5, which he didn't like. But she kind of reminded him of her power to give him a 2.5. And then she kind of explained why, you know, look at the other people on the team. And she went on to say, you know, I'm not sure I'd want to be on a situation long term where I was always behind everybody else and kind of marginal. And she said, I'm not going to fire you, but I'm going to give you some time to really look around for another job inside or outside the organization. And I'm not going to tell you how much time that's going to take. And I'm not to talk to anybody else about this. I want you and me to just see if we can find a way to resolve this. The luck was that this guy understood that he really didn't belong. He spent a couple months looking and he actually did find something better. But she didn't take on her bosses and she didn't take him on directly and she didn't fire him. She had some luck, and I recommend luck to everybody listening to this. But there was a lot of astute political maneuvering to avoid big problems for her.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.